Accession number 31446, Mr. Dennis Vision, Real 4. Now, on HMS, did anything happen during that two or three months you were on board? I mean, any incidents or things you remember?
No, nothing special, just general routines. And
so, then the next thing is, in May, you go to Bleasdale.
Now, Bleasdale... No, that's where I did most of my torpedo training.
Now, what is Bleasdale? Is it HMS Bleasdale?
Yeah, she's a... she was a destroyer.
Oh, so she's a proper ship?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was down by Sheerness. Helped, you know, anchor out in the stream.
And you were on board as a training thing, were you?
Yeah.
And you were on board from... well, it seems a bit complicated. Well, you go to her from Scott and then back to Scott. But then... Oh, no, that's not right. Yeah, you're messing about between there and Pembroke, it looks like.
Yeah.
So what were you learning?
I was learning torpedo drills and all that sort of thing. And it might have even been... I can't remember when I even got made up AB, but it's it'll have it on there anyway.
That's on Phoebe. Now, so tell me a bit more. What exactly is it to learn? You've told us about the early days, but there's a lot. There's quite a lot to torpedoes. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're fired by a cordite charge. It's like a bottle on top of the torpedo tube, and you can fire them by pulling the handle on the torpedo tubes, or firing them from the bridge by pushing a button, or but you have to have them out regular to check them. And also
check it. How do you check them?
Well, you to start off with, you put a guard over the propeller fin. It's a big metal which slides over and stops it so it can't. Because if someone knocks the air thing, the propeller could take your hand off, like, yeah. And you check out for, make sure a few shower oil they run on. So it's a mixture of shower oil and air, which they term as semi-diesel.
Any other routine maintenance you have to do?
Yeah, you have to crawl through the tubes to grease, because they're only on little thin slides. You have to grease them so it could go through no problem. Well, it's the first time I ever looked at that. I thought I'm never going to get in there, but it's a sex room, really. But if you did a full maintenance, you had to take the gyro out and set it up on a table to check it and everything else. The depth gear. The hard one was if you had to strip down the engine. That was a bit of... But you had a part in... shop where you put the torpedo in and strip it, you know, no, in the middle of the ship, in between the torpedo tube.
Now, were you still anything else you had to learn about torpedoes? The drills you mentioned.
Drills. It's I didn't do any drills as such on there. It's when I got to the Mediterranean that we did a lot of the drills, because I was already qualified then. And I don't know how far you want me to jump ahead.
Well, what I'm wondering is, when did you learn the drills? Because
learned it on just the drills and bits and pieces on the...
But you didn't actually carry them out?
No. So no, it was all theory and...
So was there a lot of lectures?
No. You might sit in the parting shop with a PO and he'd go through something with you and...
But all theory?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all of that,
basically. Basically.
What about, did you practice things like reclaiming a torpedo?
That all comes later.
That's all later. So this is mainly theoretical.
Yeah.
Now, what is this qualifying you for? What are you, an A?
I started off as what they termed a TAS rating. Torpedo Anti-Submarine, which incorporated torpedoes and ASDICs.
That's what
the Americans call sonar, where you find
now, it. You haven't mentioned that. Did you actually do that?
Not a lot.
How much has it?
Asnix, I didn't do much of that, not on the Blees though. I did that after.
So although it's Taz, it really is T.
Originally it started to see it was two separate, you had a Torpedoman and you had an Asnix rating, and then they amalgamated them and then it became a Taz. So I was in the Tasmus. Then it changed again to TD. So my rate then became I was a Taz 3. Then I became a TD 3, torpedo detection. So torpedo and detection is the Asdic again. And then after that, they changed it to underwater weapons to an underwater control. So, but then I was when they changed it to the last one, I was I'd gone up on me qualified rank, not on promotion. I'd gone up from a 3 to a 2. So whereas I had me cross torpedoes and a harpoon and what have you on me badge, instead of that just having a star over the top, I had one underneath as well. So I've got 2 stars on me.
So it's quite common. Now, anything happen aboard Bleasdale, or is it just training?
Just training. We did have one comical bit. We had some army chaps come on board when we were painting ship, and they wanted to do everything that we were doing. So they were put over the side on stages to chip and paint the ship side. And then they, how do we get back? Jump in. You either get in a boat or you swim around to the gangway. So that was all right. But they were sleeping on board. And where are they going to sleep?
Now, why were they on board?
No, we were just doing to see how the other half live, if you like. And to see what we did and what have you. So they was going to sleep. So they're going to sleep in hammocks. So we got the hammock, we set them all up for them. We didn't muck about, or, you know, we put them up. But it was hilarious trying to watch them try and get in. And when they got in, they were falling out, or most of them were. And in the morning, when we got up, I think there was two of them out of, say, 8 that were still in their hammocks. The rest of them had taken them down, laid them on the deck, and were sleeping in them there. But they didn't reckon hammocks. I loved them.
Now, so Bleasdale, was that just at Sheerness, or was it going out as well?
No, that's the only time I was on.
Now, so after that, you seem to nominally go back to the Scot, but then you're in Pembroke, really, I think, the looks of it, for a month. And then Phoebe. Now, what's Phoebe?
Phoebe, she's a light cruiser.
Now, can you describe her? Because she's not a well-known ship.
Well, if you want to look at the picture up there, you'll see. But she's, how can I put it? She's in between, a little bit in between a destroyer and a cruiser. She's got some bigger guns, 2 sets of torpedo tubes, you've got some mine laying equipment, and you've also got your PV, paravanes, for mine sweeping. You stream out from the bows, and it. So if you have got mines, the idea being it's a very coarse wire on the PV, and it goes down to a clamp, like a jaw. On the pit, and it's supposed to draw the mine wire down into there and break it, and then the mine pops up and you can get rid of it.
Now, had you learned that, or was that part of your training?
I had to learn all that on the.
Oh, that's where you learned it. Yeah. Was it complicated learning to use paravanes?
Well, some of it, because it's so many different things. You've got, PVs are run on mercury to give them a depth of. And I don't know if you've ever had any dealings with mercury. Well, you get about a bucket full, you can't lift it off the ground. It's really heavy. So, but if you're working on it, if you didn't want to lose your tools, you threw them in the bucket. So if you had a spanner, you'd lob it in your bucket of mercury, and it'd float. I didn't think so. You knew where your tools were all the time. You know, and things like that. It's but the... Once again, the difficult quality of that was, but I mean, they used to use Ship's Company as well for streaming them, because it had to be on the wires, and that's had to be lowered down the stem of the ship for it to, you had one each side of the ship.
So you had to, you learned to put them out and things?
Oh yeah.
How'd you put them out? Is it difficult?
Not difficult putting them out, it's getting them out.
Why is that difficult?
Well, you've got to get them from where they're stored, out, hanging over the ship's side, lower it down to the water, and then slipping them so they'll go into the water and fly away either side. It's like having two big fish, you know, one either side of the ship.
And how do you get them back in?
Then you slow up and you've got the wire, so you connect the wire up again, and a couple of little derricks, and away you go. And the back, and then you obviously got to strip them down, clean them, and do everything with them.
Now we'll come to some of the other stuff. What was your mess deck like on the Fiji?
Mess deck, very good.
And what makes a good mess deck, I suppose?
You're all out the same, doing the same job, so you'll know what each other well.
So you were in a torpedo man's mess deck.
Yeah, yeah.
How many on it?
About eight of us, I think. Eight, nine, counted, because you always had a leading end. About eight, about nine, I think. It's up on the forward mess deck. The sharp end of the boat again, but we were the not right at the front, we were the last table on the right going back towards the stern before you come to the door, but we also had the gun turret at the end of the mess, in the middle of the mess at the end of our table, so, and then you had a hoist that you, for if your ammunition got stuck and you want to lift it up and down, you use that. But that was at the end of the, right at the end of the table. But she was, I had 2.5 years on her.
You were on her a long time. Now, can you explain the sort of ship, if we look at sort of ship's routine, how did the watch system work? You know, that's what you're living under most of the time.
Two watches, basically. Red and white, port and starboard, whatever. The ship's company is split up into forecastle, midships, and quarterdeck. So, forecastlemen do all the work on the quarterdeck, on the forecastle. The midshipmen do the middle of the boat, and then you've got the quarterdeck. But on some jobs, obviously, you all have to row in.
So, how does the watches work, the two watch system? It's a method of splitting the day
if you're at sea, you're doing. You might change to the three watch, because then you've got someone, for sake of the watches, I'll go through the easy ones. The middle watch, you'd have one. The forenoon would be another watch, and then the afternoon, because whoever did the middle watch, get the afternoon off, get their heads down. Or if you've got to make a mend day, everyone got their heads down. But generally, it was quite good. You know, the only problem was if you were at action stations, and not like now, I mean, I watched this thing about the aircraft carrier, and they're at action station, and they're getting time off to go and get a meal. We were lucky if we got a sandwich.
Well, tell me about action station. What was your action station?
My action station was the torpedo tubes.
As you'd expect.
Yeah.
And what was your job there, if you see what I mean?
I was number one on these tubes. You had three, you got three tubes, you know, so you got three. What's it?
And what did the number one do?
I sat on the side of the torpedo tubes. I sat at the front where you got the handles for firing the torpedoes. The chap sat behind me with a handle for turning the tubes where they're fore and aft, so to turn them out towards
to the sea.
And then you got another chap behind putting the cartridges in, cool diet cartridges for firing. And you might have the, obviously, you'd have someone, a PO or the opposite of the watch, stand, because you've got the same thing on the other side of the ship, so it'd be able to shout out at both of you if necessary. But that was...
So once you closed up,
I mean, you got your earphones on and all that, so you're getting, what to set the, because you could set to the W running of the torpedo.
Now, how do you do setting what?
Pardon?
Setting what?
The W running, where you instead of it going straight, you make it zigzag. You can do that from outside on top of the. You can also change the depth outside. You haven't got a pulled torpedo out the tube to do it. So you can do that from outside, the depths and the zigzags.
But now, why would you want it to zigzag?
Then this is up to
whoever
up on the bridge. I mean, he might think, well, if I'm, what's it, the way the ships are, if I zigzag, I'm going to hit something. If I just do it straight, I could miss. I don't know on that one.
So that was your action station.
Yeah.
And now, what about cruising station? What was your
cruising station? No, that
it did this. Was that the right terminology?
Yeah. But the I could be doing the ASICs.
That's when he started.
That's when. What's it? No, I don't know really where I've done all that. But you're sitting there with your earphones on, and you've got the machine in front of you. You're pinging for try and find a sub.
Now, can you explain a bit more about whatever you can remember about how you use the ASDIC equipment then, or machine?
Yeah, the sound goes out. You know, you hear a ping. Now, if you contact anything, you get a bump, and that's Doppler effect. If I do get that, there used to be a chap sit next to me on another little recorder, and that had recalled distance. Stylus with an iodized needle thing, zigzag it. And so once you got the, if you picked up something, you just turn, you kept on turning the dial till you lost your submarine. But once you lost it, you started going back. And it would pick up then. So you're going, so then you know what way he's going. So it's that sort of thing. So you go over, but you've got to be careful with fish, because you get the same sounds with a shoal of fish. But the only thing is, with a shoal of fish, they don't go straight. Shoals of fish zigzag everywhere. But submarine is going straight. So you, and also, you, if you've got surface ships, you can pick them up. What you pick up on them is their engines, where they might be diesel, reciprocating, and all. So you'd be, I couldn't tell you what difference there, but at the time, you knew the difference, and you'd then tell them over the doings that what it was and where it was. And then if it's a submarine, you just keep going at it. And then when this chap next to me, with his thing, as the needles close up, and I'm getting these pings once you get them going quick, you call them instantaneous. So you don't hear the ping going out. It's a boom, 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 you've got it. And once it gets to that, well, then you're right on top of it. Well, that's when you're going over it and you get your mind's
depth charges
ready to drop.
Now, that sounds quite difficult. I mean, you must have had training, or were you trained on the ship on it?
Trained on the ship on it. I was on that.
Did you find it? Because some people found it very taxing.
Oh, it is. It can drive you up the wall. It's, I mean, you sit listening. I mean, bearing in mind, I mean, we used to change around between us, but if you get some ships, you might be sitting there for 4 hours doing that on the whole of your watch, and you just keep getting that noise banging through your head. It's not very good.
And were you good on it? I mean, because people can tell definitely.
I think I was, you know. I mean, I don't think I missed much.
And how long would you do on a stint?
I might do about 2 hours.
So you'd share it with your...
share it with someone else. But, but generally. But torpedoes, getting back to torpedoes, while I was on the Phoebe, we did fire a lot of torpedoes.
Tell us about, let's do that as the last thing for today. I think we've got about 7 minutes left. Yeah. Tell us about firing, reclaim, all of the stuff about.
Yeah, right. To reclaim, we use blowing heads.
Let's fire them first. Yeah. Is this 21 inch still on the...
21 inch. Whitehead Mark II Freestyle. you get everything ready. You get the thing over the phone, say, fire torpedoes. I pull the handle.
It's a handle you pull.
Yeah. So then it's the torpedo comes out, boom, and away it goes. Now, obviously, we're not firing at a ship or anything, although you can have a collision head, which we never used, which if it is, it's what you're firing at, it squashes up, you know, but you lose your torpedo. So we used to lose the blowing heads. It was secure torpedo tubes.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, just bring them back in board, you know, line them up right, and go and get in the whaler. And, you know, with another one of me torpedo mates. And
so just two of you?
Yeah, two of us, two picking it up.
And a crew rowing.
And then you've got the crew to row and a coxswain. Now, you go... It's a funny system, but you go along on the nose. You've got a big eye, and you've got a snatch hook on a rope. Now you've also got a belt on a rope. So the belt on the rope goes over your shoulder, and your arms holding the snatch hook. So you're through the belt. You're through a loop. You pull the boat alongside the torpedo. I'd then snatch the boat, the hook, let the belt go over the top, slide it down the torpedo towards the tail, and then when I got it down to the tail, I pull it tight, and then I'd go to the stern of the whaler, and then it might be... We just use anyone on board on the whaler, you know, because no one's rowing at the time. And we pull it up level with the side of the ship and at the side of the whaler. And then we just row back to the ship. I mean, one side of the oars are over the top of the... And then when we got back, we'd hook up with a belt in the middle of the torpedo, hoist it up inboard, and then I'd be one of the last out the boat, and the coxswain would be the other one, and they'd pull the boat up on the davits to where they want it. The crew would get out, and then we'd have to fix up the what was it? Robinson's. Anyway, it's a wire that goes from stern to the bow of the whaler. So you pull the pin out, pull the handle, and the boat will drop. It frees it, you know. So you're not. And so we used to have to get that right. In pulling up, you had to put a rope round the head of the davit and through some. A cable of wires or whatever on the boat, so to hold it in place while you're doing that, like, you know. And then once you've connected all that up, you just connected your ropes and put them all tidy, and away you go.
And what do you do with the torpedo?
Then it's stripped down, it's got to be refueled, checked over, everything.
And where would you keep them? I mean, were they all on deck, or did you have
We either put them back in the tube, or we had a place in the parting shop where we'd keep one.
What? I was going to ask, how many torpedoes would you carry?
Six, three each side of the ship, in the tubes.
And that's it? Six that's it. And one spare? No.
Just that six.
So you only had the six torpedoes. So once you've fired five of them, you've got one left.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's in real.
Yeah. Once they've gone, they're gone.
And these, so the torpedoes you'd use as practice torpedoes were the torpedoes.
Oh yeah, but it's just we didn't have an explosive head on, and we had what we termed as a blind head.
And so where would you keep the explosive heads?
Well, we had a torpedo magazine.
Now tell me about the and the precautions.
Yeah, the and we had.
Is that where you keep the heads?
To keep the explosive heads. And also, on the Phoebe, there was only two in the magazine, but in at a little caboose behind the torpedo, there was one in each of them. Just as one in the
now, so what? How big was that? So you just had the six or four?
Yeah. Explosive
heads. I mean,
a head about four foot, something like that, 4 or 5 foot.
And where was this magazine?
Middle of the ship, down the bottom.
So, right away from you, then?
No, well, it's just down the bottom of the ship. The same as the gun, the shield.
And did you have to learn how to... the safety precautions?
No.
Now, I've just been looking, and it looks in your papers, if you did do ASDIC on Bleasdale, you've got a mark there. So you've just forgotten
that.
But it also mentions mining. Had you learned mining?
Dropping mines, yeah.
And
yeah.
Did you learn that on the Phoebe as well, or did the Phoebe have mines?
Phoebe didn't. I'm not sure Phoebe had mines.
Can we just, while we're at it then, because we'll forget otherwise, what training on mining did you have? What did it involve?
How to set them, because for certain depths, because at the end you've got a key, and you turn that, and you've got all these different holes, different sizes, so the water can get in to drop it faster or slower. How to turn them on, how to turn them off, how to let them off the back of the ship.
How do you do that? I mean, not the Phoebe. We I know that's you know. How do you do it?
Pull a lever on the side. And
they just tip off. Yeah. So was that not an important part of what you'd learned?
No, because we hardly ever use them. Explosives. I had to do demolition work. Learn how to make up charges and. Because on the Phoebe, we went fishing with charges. Went out in a rowing boat and, you know, a whaler. And we've got all these different size charges. And as we're rowing along, we're lobbing them over the stern of the boat because the skipper wants his fish and chips for dinner.
So was that allowed?
I don't know. He can say it's practice. But it was...
and it worked. Would it kill a fish or stun them?
Well, mainly it stuns them. But the thing is, if you want a decent sized fish, you've got to go reasonably deep. And it takes a hell of a long time to come up to the top, even if you've blown them up. So you're pedaling around. But we dropped the clanger on the first one because we stopped the boat, the whaler. And lobbed the charge over the stern, because when it went up the back of the boat, because we should have kept on going. But that wasn't my job. I was doing the charges. But we went from pound and a quarter to 25 pound charges.
And you'd learned how to fuse them.
Oh, yeah.